Before we start with the next ceremony, it's really like a ceremony. I need to introduce a few things. First of all, do you all have a piece of paper like this? And you have pens? Maybe you don't have enough pens, so you can, you know, share pens. But who needs a pen? We have pens here. Please raise your hands and get a pen. What I will do with you, I will bring you into a meditative state where you can find your sankalpa. But I will wait until you all have your pens and paper. Anyone needs paper? Raise your hand if you have no paper. Paper? No paper? You can have my piece of paper.
We have.
Where? Yeah. So, once again, who has no paper? Raise your hands. It's very important. You will get a great treasure if you participate in that moment. Okay, I see you all have paper, so who has no pen to write? Raise your hand, Manditangi, and Chotimai will give you. Who is doing the kirtan? I think Ananda Chaitanya must sing too. Singst du den Kirtan gleich? Und dann, ich frage, wer? Who?
Sie hat mich gefragt vorher.
Ja, no. Then Ananda Chaitanya. Take the harmonium already. Who will play Madanya during this session? Ja? Sridham, I suggest that you also play. Good. Play softly, meditatively, not. This is not yet connected. Can you do this, Haris? Yeah? So, Hare Krishna, I think we are ready. Please, if you want to sit down, this is a good time to sit down. Please give me your full attention. I once again want to thank all of you for arranging such a nice birthday ceremony. I'm really overwhelmed with gratitude. There are so many devotees who watch apparently online. We have received feedback from India, and what I really liked very much, one devotee, Krishna Murari Goswami, a very wonderful devotee and god brother of yours, he's the son of one of the priests in Nandagram, went up the staircase to Krishna Balaram, and he made a photo of Krishna Balaram, and he beamed that over to all of us. I think it's just during the afternoon, he was there. Also, I had a small conversation with devotees from Russia, and Skype conversation with devotees in America who meet. And I'm overwhelmed with gratitude. I'm not really thinking it is due to my special qualities that devotees feel inspired. It is more that I have the sincere desire, despite my many shortcomings, to connect with Srila Prabhupada and to connect with Lord. On this day with Lord Nityananda, when I first received the news from one of the astrologically trained devotees that you are born on Nityananda's appearance day, I was really amazed. You know, I only knew I was born in the midst of February up till then, but then this devotee figured it out by taking the date and the time of the birth, with them checking it against the moon calendar, and found out the same day as Lord Nityananda appeared. And I was asking myself, obviously, if there is a connection with Lord Nityananda, and I did find one item in my life where I really very much connect with Lord Nityananda's mission. His mission, Lord Nityananda's mission, is the mission of being beneficial to others. See, when I was still quite young, I had to make a decision for which I actually, now if I look back, was not really mature to make the decision. The decision was, would I try to develop my material life and my material sides in life and fulfilling the expectations of my family into me, or would I develop in another way and and although I was really, from my perspective now, almost too immature, somehow by some inconceivable mercy I made the right decision. I only made one decision in my life. And that was the right one. I kept it all these years. I will try to work for the benefit of humanity. And in order to do this, it was so clear to me that I needed to drastically go out of the box of material society and take almost an outsider position, so that I could come from the outside and try to do something. Now, of course, I'm a small man, but by connecting with Srila Prabhupada as his disciple and taking his mission and the mission of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda as my own life mission, I got the strength and the gratitude to participate in many life-changing events for many people. I was just talking a little while ago with a good friend of mine, the technician of the Gauranga Bhajan band. He was in charge of our equipment. We had an airplane and we put the mixing board in the airplane and flew all over and made programs, sometimes with up to 33,000 people per evening. Oh. This technician, Peter Pühler, was on his deathbed. And I somehow, by the help of his kind daughter, could have a phone conversation shortly before he eventually left the body. And I still, today, remember this phone call. He's a man only days away from his departure from the world. And you know what he said? He cried into the telephone. He said, "I'm so grateful for what I could experience. by joining your the mission of Srila Prabhupada to spread the holy name all around. Then he broke down and he said, who can experience such a life, the life which I had with all of you? Who is privileged to travel like this, to go to holy places, to be part of making history in the world, at least from the spiritual, spiritual perspective? You can be sure the Hare Krishna movement is standing out and it is, will be remembered for whatever good and whatever other things we have done. It is very, very remarkable to be in a position like this, to have this life, to be graced with such a mercy. And this, he acknowledged this. He had shared the same feelings which I have in regards to my almost 50 years. I became interested when I was 15, and next year I'm 65. Then it's 50 years, half centennial, where I am engaged in trying to serve Srila Prabhupada in this mission of spreading spiritual impulses, spiritual jewels in spiritual light, I should say, in the darkness of Kali Yuga. Very, very nice. This is the mission of the most merciful Nityananda. Nityananda was the singular instrument of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in spreading his movement. He traveled all over Bengal with not less than 1,000 devotees in his kirtan party. Another massive, massive, massive kirtan. And he would bless everyone, including the animals, with love of Godhead. How would he do this? He would do kirtan, and while he engaged in kirtan, his eyes fell on the people before him, and as he looked at someone and gave them his merciful glance, they were electrified with a very exalted state of consciousness, which not even the mystical yogis can attain. That is the consciousness of love of Godhead. I have some verses here from Chaitanya Bhagavat which describe Lord Nityananda in this mood. Can I read it to you?
Yes. I will.
Prati gare gare sabha parisada sange niravarti viharena syankirtana range. He constantly enjoyed sankirtan with his associates in each and every house. Simply on seeing his most enchanting dress, he had a dress, as the leader of the sankirtan party, pious people felt greatly satisfied in their hearts. His head was decorated with multicolored, very fine silk, upon which he placed, for decorative purposes, flower garlands. Just imagine a huge turban, green, red, yellow, purple, and then on top of it, flower garlands. That was unforgettable, if you would see it. Around his neck, he wore varieties of necklaces, not just one, but many, made of jewels, pearls, and gold. His earrings were decorated with gold earrings in which there were jewels and pearls. On his body he wore beautiful gold armlets and bracelets. Actually, this is armlets, this is bracelets. I do not know how many flower garlands decorated his body. His entire body was smeared with sandalwood pulp mixed with gorachan. Gorachan is very yellow. It's almost like it jumps into your eyes. It's so yellow. He always sported like a cowherd boy. Now the cowherd boy have wooden sticks with which they sport. It means they whirl it them around, throw them, catch them, jump over them by holding them, fighting with sticks. Lord Nityananda sported like a cowherd boy, but not with a wooden stick, with a heavy iron staff. He effortlessly held a wonderful iron staff. His 10 fingers were decorated with golden rings. He was most charmingly dressed with varieties of fine white silk, blue silk, and yellow silk. I have not yet seen any one of you dressed like this. Shukamuni, the son of Ramananda and Madhumati, is from my perspective the most well-dressed devotee, but even he is not dressed like this. It would be nice, huh? Maybe one day we can dress up someone like this on Nityananda experience day. He held a cane, a flute, and a bamboo stick stuck in his belt. By seeing or remembering him, the minds of everyone in the world became enchanted. I think he dressed purposefully like this, so that anyone who would see him could not take his eyes away from him. And in this way, he could do his magic, which is described in the next verse. In whichever direction Lord Nityananda glanced, everyone became filled with the mellows of pure love. Was seen. They say that the pious people were immediately greatly pleased. Once, however, Lord Nityananda and his party of 1,000 devotees came to the house of Ramachandra Khan. Some of you remember Ramachandra Khan. He was from a Brahmin background and he had strongly objected when the people of his neighborhood went into the forest to visit Haridas Thakur, who was there sitting before a Tulsi. Ramachandra had made a plan to effect the downfall of Haridas Thakur and then have him captured by police constables and put into prison. He was a really envious person. He had a big, big house, and like the houses were made at that time, there was an outer section in the house and an inner section. So spiritual programs would take place in the outer section of the house, and when Lord Nityananda came there with thousands of devotees, then Ramachandra Khan's house was pointed out to him. So he sat down under a tree and wanted to just start his Bhagavatam Katha. He was there like a full moon rising. his eyes were big like here, was smiling with deep love of Godhead. His devotees were very inspired. He was just going to start when a servant sent by Ramachandra Khan came and said, "I'm sorry, this house is not really fit for you. Why don't you go with your people to one of the farmers here and do your program there? Here you're not really wanted." So Lord Nityananda at that time remembered by his all-knowing mind how Ramachandra had bribed a young prostitute and had told her the devilish plan to go in the midst of the night to Haridas Thakur and try to seduce him. The plan had not worked. The prostitute became a great devotee and stayed. Haridas Thakur gave her his little cottage and went to Shantipur, to Advaita Acharya. But Lord Nityananda remembered the offensive behavior of Ramachandra Khan. And with great force, he said, "Mlecha Govardhakari, Tara Yogya Haya, this house is fit for cow killing and meat eaters." Then he got up, performed kirtan, and left the house. A little later, Ramachandra Khan was visited by the king's men. He had collected tax in the environment, but not remitted his due course. In other words, he kept money from the taxes he had collected for the government and put this money in his own pocket. And these two people investigated the case, and a little later the army of the king came. A cow was killed at the place where Lord Nityananda had sat, and the whole village, including Ramachandra Khan, was driven out from this place. My dear devotees, from this we can take a grave lesson. Yes, Lord Nityananda gives his mercy indiscriminately, even to Jagai and Madai. You remember how he, even Lord Chaitanya was in the end, he had called his Sudarshan Chakra, but he was willing to forgive Jagai, but not Madai, who had hit and drawn blood from Nityananda. But Nityananda said, "My Lord, if you start killing this one person, you have to break the purpose of your very incarnation. This is the mercy incarnation. It's where you do what you did in other incarnations, that is to punish the demoniac. You do that in a different way. You spread the holy name and you remove the demoniac mentality, not the demoniac bodies. So please don't do it." Lord Nityananda would forgive that someone attacked him with weapons. That once he saw there was someone in the Sankirtan party who was a notorious bandit and criminal, and he understood he was there, this robber, to kill him, as to take the jewels and the pearl necklaces and all his decorations. Lord Nityananda accepted him. "You're very much welcome. Come and join us." And at the end, this man tried to kill him 3 times in his sleep, but Nityananda forgave him 3 times. And finally, this man understood, "Wow, this is the Lord himself," and surrendered under Nityananda. He was willing to forgive that. There's only one singular exception. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about this. He says, I am prepared to give everyone love of Godhead and forgive everything except someone who offends my devotees. I want to come now to a very nice thing. I've made so many, you know, I have to choose something. Whenever Lord Chaitanya met Lord Nityananda, the two talked in confidence. There was normally no one around. Therefore, the activities of these two personifications of ecstasy are not known really to anyone else. That the confidential things were discussed amongst themselves. So once Lord Nityananda visited his brother Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, I somehow feel our young actors are so inspired by your maybe there's someone who can just calm them down. They are now, yes, Narayani, you are very capable, you did this many years with your own children. Just, but let them feel welcome. No? So just say, When Lord Nityananda went into the Jagannath Puri temple, he felt so overwhelmed with ecstasy that he fell to the ground and shattered the stone. 100 people could not break his fall, could not keep him from falling. He was immediately garlanded by the brahmanas and they asked, who is this? And Lord Nityananda looked like the moon. He was very tall in size. He would constantly sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Good. And the people would say, he is the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all the people say, oh yes, you've heard about the transcendental Avadhuta. So there was one great devotee staying in Puri. He was also the member of the Panchatattva. Anyone can guess his name. Gadadhar Pandit, yes. He stayed at a place which is known as the Tota Gardens. He was doing his bhajan, he was reading the Bhagavatam from morning till evening and relishing it. His tears of ecstasy while he read were wetting the pages of the Bhagavatam. And Lord Nityananda one day came to him. He had a heavy weight on his shoulder. It was the best possible rice you can imagine, a whole bag of it, which he had brought for Gopinath, the deity of Gadadha, from Bengal. This deity of Gadadha, Gopinath, is very, very, very special. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat on the dunes, sand dunes, and he was sitting with Gadadha, talking to Gadadha, and while he talked, his hand went like this, and he interrupted his discussion and said, Gadadha, yes, my lord, would you do me a favor? Yes, anything you desire. Then Gadadha, would you worship my lord for me? And as he spoke like this, he pulled out a beautiful, massive deity. It was a really high deity out of the sand. A beautiful deity, the deity of Tota Gopinath. This beautiful form of the Lord, the son of Nanda, resided with Gadadhar there. Nityananda came for a visit bringing a whole bag of rice with him and nice silken cloth. O Gadadhar, you decorate the Lord of your heart with this cloth, and you should cook, offer him, and cook the rice and offer. So immediately Gadadhar went on the altar and made a far out hair decoration with this cloth for his deity, who looked exactly like a cowherd boy in this decoration. And then he quickly went to cook the rice, and while the rice was cooking, he went in his garden and got some tamarind leaves and some shark which was growing there, spinach, and cooked a preparation and offered everything. So the two were sitting down at that moment, Nityananda and Gadadhar, and they talked about Chaitanya. All of a sudden they heard a loud voice outside, "Gadadhar!" "Gadadhar!" Gadadhar said, "Yes, my lord." And he heard the voice, "Am I not on the list of the people you invite for your meals?" "Of course, my lord." So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came inside, and they had a... He said, "I'm entitled to a share of the items brought by Nitai and offered by you. The fragrance of this rice, my dear devotee," so I read this to you, "spread throughout the entire garden. This rice will bestow devotion to Krishna without any doubt." Lord Chaitanya said, "Gadadhar, you cook in Vaikuntha. Why hide your cooking? You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Radharani." There were many affectionate discussions on that day, but mostly when the Lord met and the Lords met, they would speak about the deliverance of one and all. How through the chanting of the holy name they would give Krishna consciousness distributed. This program comes to the end. We started this morning at around 10 o'clock, and you revealed this beautiful scene of Lord Nityananda dancing. Lord Nityananda is, as we know, accessible through the road of, what is it?
Faith.
Yes. And there are items which he gives, which are here in the Bhajo Krishna Bazaar. The holy names are there, but various holy names means chanting the holy name with various, combined with various devotional experience. For instance, chanting with taste, or chanting in transcendental bhava, ecstasy. But you have to pay for this holy name in coins. In coins of Shraddha, coins of faith. So at this end of this day, I would like you all to go into a little exercise with me. A sankalpa exercise. Something which you will take from this festival. I've spoken with a few of you, and we all shared in our, not our room, in the rooms of Gaurahari, where I stay at the moment, that the festival, something touched us. There was a feeling of kriva, not a feeling, the experience of mercy, maybe of affection, maybe for some of you healing wounded hearts, maybe more clarity. I
would like you now to look for a moment at this beautiful installation. Sit and take in the atmosphere. When you're ready, close your eyes attentively and just go back to the times of Nityananda and Gauranga when they went through Navadvipa and through the lands and had their kirtans. Maybe in your mind's eye you can see Nityananda dancing next to the site of Lord Chaitanya. How did they look? What were their eyes like? In your mind's ear, maybe you can hear the sound of the kirtan. Or with your mind's noses, maybe you can smell the fragrance of the champa garlands. It's very strong, sweet fragrance. When you think of Chaitanya, Nityananda, what impressions, what thoughts and pictures come up? Maybe you have seen some paintings which struck you. Maybe you have seen dramatic performances or movies. You've heard that these two come right from the transcendental world and have brought the gift of the holy name to this world. As we are now stuck, continue to be in that space, as we now sing a kirtan, I request you to go deep and find in the bottom of your heart the most significant desires. What is your desire in relationship to the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is your desire in relationship to the holy name? And when something comes up, write it with your pen on the piece of paper. After some time, devotees will come and collect your paper in the basket, and I will offer, with the help of a brahmana, these desires written down on these modern palm leaves to Lord Nityananda. I'm sure he will fulfill them. The question is really now, what do you wish in your chanting of the holy name to happen? Maybe you wish to chant with more feelings. Maybe you wish to chant with more faith. Or maybe you wish to chant with deeper absorption. Or maybe you wish to complete 4 good rounds, 8 good rounds. 60 good rounds, 64 good rounds. What are your desires in relationship to the holy name? Only when you are aware of your desires, only when you revive these desires, can you actually accept the gift of Lord Nityananda and Sri Chaitanya. We will do now a kirtan. You can sing along, or if you need time to concentrate, you can write, but there will be a kirtan going on.
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Krish Thank you. Thank you.
Srila Ave Charanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki His Confounded Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsa Kaho Si Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Asankirtan Ki Jai So Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Nityananda Rama ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.